On this edition of Community Conversation, we're going to be talking about some of the fall programs that are coming up at the Tecumseh Parks and Recreation. Happy to have on the program is the director of the Tecumseh Parks and Recreation, Sarah Gilmore. And Sarah, welcome back into the program.
Thanks, Dale. It feels really good to be back talking about upcoming events.
Yes. I bet it is, you know, and I know people are just really wanting to get back into things of this nature as well. So a lot of things coming up in the near future for the Tecumseh Parks and Recreation. And first off, let's talk about the movies in the park, huh?
Yeah, October 1st, which is a Friday, we're showing The Addams Family from 1991, a little more of a classic, I guess, depending on how old you are, right? and the city puts that on, just a fun way, a free event for families to be able to come out and enjoy a free movie. You know, we'll have it at Aiden Mead Park, which is on Occidental in Tecumseh. And like I said, it'll start at dusk and it is free. So we're wanted to try and do an October movie because there's so many really fun Halloween and family friendly ones that we can do. So
and you can't go wrong with Addams Family.
No, not at all.
Yeah. I loved it as a TV show, the original, and I've been following it all the way through the different movies and the remakes of it. Like I said, you can't go wrong with the Addams Family. They're always a lot of fun. And that's coming up on what day again?
October 1st, Friday, October 1st.
Excellent.
And it'll kick off at dusk. So that's 7:30, 7:45 these days.
Okay. Another interesting program that you're going to be having, Sarah, that I'll be interested in hearing a little bit more about, is it kind of like a pollinator program?
Yeah, so October 7th, that's a Thursday. We're going to do Putting Your Yard to Bed, the pollinator-friendly yard in autumn. So kind of more of a gardening slant for those green thumbs that are disappointed at this point that, you know, the growing season's already done and we're headed into the dark days for a while.
Yeah.
But Master Gardener Lee Walsh is going to join us. She's done this program for us before, and she really does a nice job of kind of giving some more ideas of how to get your yard ready for pollinators in the spring, because there's already a whole host of things that need to get done, and people are chomping at the bit in the spring to get out in their yard.
Yeah.
But, you know, she talks about creating a little bit more habitat for them, thinking about how much yard or lawn to keep, kind of maybe repurposing your stretches of lawn into more gardens, which I don't think if you're into gardening, you don't have to be convinced too much on converting into more garden space.
That's true.
But no, she gives a lot of really great suggestions to incorporate pollinator-friendly practices into your own yard. And we'll also have native perennial plants for sale from Windy Rock Farm. They're based in Manchester. So he brings down really nice plants. And so if you're ready to kind of plant the seeds, so to speak, for spring, Windy Rock has you covered.
Definitely. Okay, that's going to be what day and time again?
That'll be Thursday, October 7th from 7 to 8:30 at the A.J. Smith Rec Center, and that is free.
Do they need to pre-register or anything for that?
It would be helpful so that we have an idea of how many to expect. But like I said, it's free and it really is just to kind of hold your spot.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Thank you for that.
And if they do that, all I have to do is call Tecumseh Parks and Rec then?
Yeah. Give us our office a call. It's 517-423-5602.
Okay. Excellent. That would be kind of neat. You know, and the thing is that working in the fall to get the things ready for the spring, I think kind of gives you a little bit of a looking forward type of a situation. So that when it does get spring to get out there, you're right and ready to
Take
it on, some interesting, another interesting program that you're going to be having coming up on October 22nd and 23rd, huh?
Yeah, so we're bringing back our ghost tour of Tecumseh. We started that probably 5 years ago now. Of course, in 2020, we were not able to do it, so we're excited again to bring it back for 2021. And it's more of a historical walking tour of Tecumseh, but there's some strange things that have happened, just like in every town. You know, some things are shared and some are tried to maybe be forgotten as best they can, right?
Yeah.
So we kind of go with every place has a history. Some's told and some's purposely forgotten.
Yeah.
And so we get together and do a walking tour through town. It's about a mile and a half and we're all on city sidewalks.
City
and
sidewalks,
so it's pretty easy walking. There's not a lot of hiking necessarily involved. But it it's a lot of fun. It gets people to reconsider a lot of the places that they pass every day.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Kind of changes your perspective and your lens of understanding.
And there's so many historic things about Tecumseh, too. So it'll be fun to be able to learn or relearn.
Definitely.
Facts, yeah.
So we've got tours, like I said, October 22nd and 23rd, and we have two tours a night.
Okay.
One's at 7 o'clock and the other's at 9 o'clock. There is a fee for this one. It is $5 for city residents or $6 for non-residents. And the program's about an hour and a half or so.
Okay. So where's the starting point for that then?
Yeah, yep. Starting point, we will start at the Tecumseh District Library. This is something you'll want to pre-register for.
Okay.
So give our office a call. Again, that number's 517-423-5602. You can also check out our Facebook page and our website. So it's TecumsehParksandRec.recdesk.com. If you didn't get all of that, again, it's easy to just call our office. Anyone who answers the phone there will be able to help you out. So you'll definitely want to get your tickets in advance. We won't really allow walk-ups.
They
go fast.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Okay.
If you're interested, give us a call.
Yeah, 423-5602.
You got it.
Okay. And, you know, I think there's a lot of people that are anxious to just have this next program that we're going to be talking about get underway once again, and that's the youth basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely. It's been really great to kind of get back at full steam at the rec center and welcoming folks back into the building. And so youth basketball is always something that we do in the fall. And so we'll have our two age groups this year, 6U, so 5- and 6-year-olds, and then 8U, our 7- and 8-year-olds. So think of it as 6 and under or 8 and under. And that will kick off November 10th. So we've got a little bit of time before that one starts. But, man, before you know it, it's going to be Halloween and then Thanksgiving. And, everything just rolls so fast in the fall.
You're not a kidding. You're not a kidding. And the thing is that it's good to be thinking about this right now and asking, especially, families saying, okay, kids, do you want to be involved in this? And and also seeing how your schedule is working out, too, in order to be able to have them in the program too, Sarah.
Definitely. Our 6U, our 5- and 6-year-olds, they're going to run only one night a week because that's age appropriate
sure,
for them.
Sure,
yeah,
absolutely.
So they'll run on Wednesday nights, and our 8U will do two nights a week. So they'll practice on Tuesdays, and their games will be on Thursdays. And this will all happen at the A.J. Smith Rec Center. So again, this is one of those you'll want to pre-register for. Give us a call. Check out our website. So that we can make our teams and have our rosters and all that good stuff. It's a really fun program. It's about five and a half weeks, and we fit it in just before Thanksgiving and just before Christmas. It's a low commitment of time.
Yeah.
But I mean, the kids just get so much from it. It's developing the fundamentals in such a low pressure environment, and man, we just want to have fun.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
get out, play, get active, have fun. They learn not only just the basics of basketball, but teamwork and sportsmanship, and that self confidence piece is really important too.
That's for sure, Sarah, and that's so important too in the those developing ages as well, to be able to start helping out on that and to make sure that they are able to, know what it is to, play in sports and to play as a group and sportsmanship as well. So, yeah, some good ideas for those age groups as well. Now, is there a fee for that, for them to participate in the youth basketball?
Yes. Yep. So the fees are 45 for 6U, are going to be 45 for residents, 55 for non. For the older age group, the 8U, believe it's going to be $60 for residents, $70 for non. Again, double check us. Check that at our website or with the office. And with that, like I said, they get their games and practices and all that good stuff. But we also get team shirts, and every kid gets a basketball to keep so that they can keep playing and developing those skills on their own too.
There you go. And it's kind of a nice idea too, because as we get into the darker and winter months, quote unquote,
yes,
that is to keep the kids active.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah. And keep them engaged in doing something. And then, if they are not able to, do much other physical activity, at least they can count on this every
definitely.
Week.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So just the biggest thing for us is this is just a small offering of what's happening this fall. We'll keep churning programs out and hope that everyone will find something that they enjoy or something they're willing to try at the A.J. Smith Rec Center up in Tecumseh.
Such a fine facility, too. I just love that building, Sarah. So, yeah.
It's a great place to work. We're really fortunate to have it. And part of the fun is filling it up.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. So let's fill it up. All right. If they'd like more information, again, they can call the Tecumseh Parks and Rec at what phone number again, Sarah?
517-423-5602.
Excellent. All right. Sarah, looking forward to having you back on the program.
Yeah, thanks so much. Really appreciate it, Dan.
Really appreciate it. Good to see you, too.
Always.
Sarah Gilmore, the director of the Tecumseh Parks and Recreation here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.